Watch, Vancouver woman's message, I haven't hugged my mama in 2 years. By Robert Krajicek on February 7, 2022. I haven't hugged my mama in 2 years. Stop the mandates, read a sign held by a woman attending a Saturday demonstration in Vancouver, BC, in opposition to government edicts ostensibly issued for health and safety purposes related to coronavirus transmission. A red heart sticker was pasted to the rear passenger side window. Thousands of demonstrators rallied in Vancouver's downtown core to express opposition to varying restrictions of human freedom imposed across the Pacific province of British Columbia. Breitbart News journalists recorded many similar messages on posters in Vancouver, including CBC Global CTV Lies. Don't tread on me. Mainstream media is the virus, mandate freedom. End mandates. True North strong and free. I'm just here to see you smile. Canadians should not be divided, let's stand together for our rights and freedoms. Attention. The corporate media lies to you, and love over fear. One sign described CTV News, a Canadian left-wing news media outlet marketing itself as politically objective and nonpartisan, as Canada's most censored news anytime, anywhere. Another sign mocked CTV News's namesake acronym, which stands for Canadian Television, as short for corrupt treasonous vermin. Canadian flags, red and white color motifs, and maple leaf symbols were widespread among the demonstrators. Some American flags were also seen. A poster with a copy of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms was held up and displayed by a woman. Another woman wore a reed shirt with the message, "I am free Canadian. My family didn't leave China for Canada. Wake up, Canada. Hashtag Freedom Convoy 2022 hashtag unacceptable," read another sign held by a woman. Vancouver is the city with Canada's largest volume of immigrants from China and their descendants. A significantly smaller group of counter-protesters, many wearing masks, was nearby. A masked counter-protesting woman held a sign with the message, "Honk if you don't understand science."